Well, good day and welcome to the local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios, the voice of the Tri-County. And with me today, I am pleased to have Rebecca Wayne, the director of the JCBA here in Jersey County, operates here in Jerseyville. Welcome, Becca. Rebecca or Becca? How do you go by?
Rebecca or Becky, usually, either one.
Rebecca or Becky.
Don't have a strong preference.
Okay. Now, Rebecca, how long have you been the director of JCBA?
We're going on 2 years now.
2 years.
Yes.
You having fun doing it?
I am. The time has flown by.
Yes. And you replaced, who did you replace?
Beth Baer.
Beth Baer. Oh, yes. And she was there a number of years.
She was, yes.
Yes. Now, did you work with her a little bit before you took over, or was she just gone and you had to step in?
No, I actually did work with Beth. I lovingly joke that she is the one that got me into this mess. She had called me about 2.5 years ago before Christmas. They desperately needed some help for a couple weeks before Christmas. Supposed to be 2 weeks, 20 hours a week. And I jumped on it. I was excited. I had stayed at home with my girls for 9 years. They're both in school, so I was maybe looking for a little something to get out of the house for a little bit. So I did.
You got out of the house for a little bit,
didn't you? Sure did. I sure did.
Now, where have you worked before? What have you done?
Prior to staying at home with my girls, I had worked as the multi-site director for before and after school programs.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that sounds great. So you, I suppose, where'd you go to college at?
Greenville.
Green.
I have my degree in business and organizational leadership through Greenville.
Nice. And were you a Jersey County resident?
Born and raised.
Born and raised. Mm-hmm. Okay.
My first job was actually at the Stadium Theater.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And you have family, of course, you just mentioned.
Yes, pretty much all of our family is here in town, and my mom and dad actually live down the street from us.
And you have a couple children?
Two girls.
Two girls.
Mm-hmm.
How old are they?
16 and just turned 11 on Sunday.
You have a 16-year-old. That's just hard for me to believe.
I do. It's hard for me to believe because, man, this learning to drive thing has been an experience.
I know. I remember those days. I remember those days. You know what I used to do?
What?
When the kids were little. Okay. Like I'm talking, you know, 4, 5, 10, and 11. We'd go to Sinclair's, Brenda would have to go shopping. Instead of taking them all in there, we would wait out in the parking lot. All right.
Uh-huh.
And she'd go on in. As soon as she'd get in the door, they go, okay, Dad, who's up first? And then they would sit on my lap and we'd drive around the parking lot, you know, on the outside of the parking lot. Okay. But, you know, I was there, you know, there was really no danger there. I was ready to take the wheel, but oh man, you know, it really, the time went by fast and they were happy to do it. And then we'd see mom coming in and then we'd hurry up, dismantle, get in our seats. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying they're great drivers, but they've had a few fender benders for sure. But anyway, so tell us about the JCBA and what is the JCBA? We'll start off with how does the JCBA help the community?
Sure. The JCBA is the local chamber of commerce. We have been since 1956. We strive to help local business in any way that we can. It's ever evolving and changing. We are always willing to step in and do anything that we see a need for, anything that a business requests of us. Some of our main things that we work on at this point in time are advertising, networking, making sure that the community knows that businesses are there.
And what they're selling.
Yes.
And what they're servicing.
Exactly. Exactly.
And those are the two biggest things that a business has to have.
Yes.
You know, the number one thing in business is location, location, location. Mm-hmm. You know, only reason it's location, location, so you can be seen and noticed, you know, and that's what you guys do. So they can get noticed and people know what they're doing.
Correct. Whenever I took over as director, I was honestly surprised, having been born and raised here in Jerseyville, the amount of businesses that might have known their name, but I had absolutely no idea what they did.
Isn't that something?
It really is.
And how many businesses in the course of the years, how, or the last couple of years, whatever, how many businesses do you guys take care of in general?
Around 200.
Around 200. Wow. That's great. And you not only take care of Jerseyville, but you do all of Jersey County.
Correct.
And you have a few in Grafton, or take care of Grafton as well?
Grafton and Brighton.
Correct. Grafton and Brighton, the main ones. Okay. Tell me a little bit. I know one thing that you do as far as your networking, helping people get out there, is you do a newsletter. Tell us about the newsletter that you put out.
Sure. We put out a community newsletter on Fridays. We include community events, things that we think would be of general interest to the public. We include our member businesses' sales or promotions that they have going on. We include any events they might be having. We also put help wanted ads whenever our member businesses are looking for help. That's been a popular feature that we added. I think we have several people that have started subscribing to the newsletter recently so that they can watch that section. I know my 16-year-old is looking for her first job, so I've added her to the newsletter so she can look at that on her own. But it's really simple to sign up to receive the newsletter. Anybody is welcome to do that. You can either send us a quick message at the office, or if you get on our Facebook page, there's a link at the top to click on.
And you email.
Yes.
No postage, email.
It's a digital newsletter that comes out on Fridays, and you can subscribe, unsubscribe at any time.
How about some of the networking things that you do so people get to know a business?
Sure. We did our first networking event of this year in January. We did a New Year's resolution theme. It was hosted by Royal Banks here in Jerseyville, and we had a great turnout. I think we ended up with around 70 attendants.
I know, and I wanted to go to that, but it just so happened that I was going snow skiing that same, leaving right before that happened.
I bet you were very sad.
I was sad. I really wanted to go.
We also were able to feature, I think, 6 or 7 of our member businesses that have businesses that offer services that would help people with New Year's resolutions. It was a very successful event. We got to learn about an organizational company that we have, some gyms, mental health care that are available in the area. So wide range.
What were some of the New Year's resolutions that businesses made? You don't have to say the business, but what were some interesting ones?
I don't know that there were any specific resolutions, and I tried not to put anybody on the spot by asking what theirs were. That's why we offered the wide range of, no matter what your resolution is, we've got you covered.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So in your newsletter, you have an array of things that you put on for other businesses. Yes. And basically, anytime anybody wants got something that they want to share with you, they just send you a message and you'll put it on there.
Yes. If they need help, if they have the information, but they don't know how to make a flyer or something, we're happy to help with that also.
Wow. That is fantastic. A big help. Do you find that businesses seem to, certain businesses use you more than other businesses, or how's that go?
Definitely. I am always trying to remind businesses that we offer certain services. I wish they would take advantage more frequently. It makes it easier on us whenever our businesses send us information. Otherwise, we're searching for info to put in there. Once they kind of get on a roll and they realize how easy it is to send us the information, then they get on it and it's not as bad. But it's just getting that initial... Hey, oh, this is all I need to do.
Hey, tell us about, I know you do ribbon cutting.
We do.
And I know you have a big set of scissors and plenty of ribbon.
I do love those scissors.
Have you had any ribbon cuttings lately?
We have not yet this year. We have our next coming up on May 2nd, actually. We're doing a ribbon cutting for re-grand opening for Farm and Home.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, they'll have their renovations done, and they're excited for everybody to come see the store.
I see. You mentioned something prior to this interview, the SBDC at SIUE.
Yes.
What is that?
The Small Business Development Center at SIUE is a great resource that we partner with, try to work closely with. They have lots of online trainings and in-person trainings for businesses that they offer basically either free or at a very low cost. We try to keep all of our members and the general public aware of whenever those are offered. It's an invaluable resource that I really wish that more people took advantage of.
Yeah. I'm really interested in it, actually. Mm-hmm. That sounds really cool. It's nice to hear another point of view of somebody that's actually studied it, know how what successful businesses do.
Yes. You know? And we have a lot of people that contact our office when they're thinking about starting a business. And I typically direct them initially to SBDC's website. There are so many resources on there about how to start a business, the steps you need to take. It's just a wealth of information.
If you're just joining us now, I have Rebecca Wayne with me, the JCBA director of the Jersey County. Now, tell me a little bit. I know you do the farmers market. When does that kick off and how's that been successful for you?
We actually have a meeting scheduled for this evening at 6:30 at the Firebin building to meet with our vendors or any potential vendors that would like more information on the market for this year.
Mm-hmm.
We moved the market last year to the parking lot between Germania and DQ.
Yes.
It's
I know that space.
Yes, it's a very nice location. We spent last year working on any of the kinks out, things that we needed to do differently, what worked well. So this year we're trying to start as early as we can, talk to our vendors and get a game plan for this summer. We'd like to see our market continue to grow. We would like to see more entertainment options. We're hoping this summer we would like for the market not only to be successful for our vendors, but to also bring people out and about from outside of Jerseyville and to shop at our local businesses, go to our local dining establishments.
Sure. Heck yeah. With that being said, this interview is recorded, so it's actually going to be already over by the time it hears. But they can always contact the JCBA office for information on vending. What has happened with city tourism? You mentioned you were working with the city with the bringing people in.
The city of tourism has a new director, Will Strang.
Mm-hmm.
He has been working very closely with us, and we've been trying to help him in any way that we can. We have very similar, if not the same, goal. We
sure
want to bring people to Jerseyville.
Right.
We want people to come and shop in our stores, eat in our restaurants. I feel like once they get here and they've looked around once or twice, they're going to come back.
Well, our downtown is looking so good.
It's
beautiful. A great place to walk.
It is.
A great place to go through. When you compare Jerseyville's downtown compared to many small downtowns across the state, we're very fortunate to
we
have, and so many good places to dine and so many good places to shop. It's really nice.
Anytime I've had out of town family come and visit, they've been very impressed.
Yeah. Yes. How about leadership in action? What about that?
Okay. Leadership in action is a course that the JCBA offers. It's usually about a 6-month program. We meet once a month.
Yeah.
It is a very cool program. I was actually a participant in it last year.
Mm-hmm.
We focus each month on a different component of Jersey County. For example, 1 month will be farm. 1 month will be infrastructure. 1 month will be tourism. Basically, the point of it is to get a in-depth, behind-the-scenes look of how Jersey County and Jersey County businesses and government run and work. The goal is to get the participants a greater understanding of Jersey County and everything that goes into making it what it is, so that hopefully they will become more invested and want to not only stay in Jersey County and work in Jersey County, but start volunteering and being very involved in our community.
Do you have to be a JCBA member in order to do this leadership in action? Usually, that's
typically
the case.
All of our members have been, but okay. I wouldn't. I mean, I would.
I was just asking.
I would take non-members.
Okay. Now let's talk about, you got a couple fundraisers that happen throughout the year.
Yes.
You basically, you make your money by your the fee that they pay to be a member, which is, I think, a very good deal, $225 a year to get all that advertising and networking. But you also have, what's your big events that you have?
Okay. In addition to being supported by our membership, we also have two fundraisers a year. We have our auction dinner that's actually coming up on April 26th.
Okay.
At the KC Hall. We do still have tickets available.
You can get those from the JCBA?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a very fun time. It's a very casual event. Mm-hmm. Gets a little competitive sometimes.
Oh, yeah. That's nothing wrong with that.
And then we have our golf scramble in September.
I see. Yeah. And all the, you always have a big turnout for that, I'm sure.
We do. We do. It's a great chance for our members to promote their business at the events, in addition to it being a fundraiser for us. And of course, all of that money that we fundraise is going back to our businesses and our community.
Sure.
So,
and the other thing that you do, you have your big annual dinner in February. Right. And what happens there?
At our annual dinner in February, that is an opportunity for us to celebrate our members. And we announce our business of the year, which has been nominated by the general public and then scored by our board.
Okay.
And then we have a professional video made for that business. This year's winner was Whitman Lorton Law and Preferred Title.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You can see that video on it. Yeah, you've seen them. That video is available on our Facebook page too. It's a nice video.
And really a cool thing that you do that we've used at George's is that gift certificate program.
Yes.
Explain that, because there's probably a lot of people who don't realize that.
I love our gift certificate program. I loved it well before I worked at the JCBA because it's my favorite teacher gift. The purpose of our gift certificate program is to keep money in Jersey County.
Right.
If you want to buy a gift, but you're not quite sure what to get, instead of going and buying an Amazon gift card, you can buy a JCBA gift card. We have a list that goes with it of about, I think we're at 35 or 36 participating businesses right now.
Yes.
And you can redeem your gift certificate at any of those businesses. And it costs the business that's participating nothing. JCBA covers the cost of that completely. So if you buy a $20 certificate and take it and redeem it at George's or Lavender Lane or wherever you've decided, they will bring that gift certificate to the JCBA office or mail it to us, and we will issue them a check for the same amount.
That is a no-brainer. That's a good one. Yeah, everybody should be participating in that. And we should probably, I even push that. That's, I don't know if enough people take advantage of that.
We actually had our busiest year for sales this past year. Obviously, Christmas time is usually our busiest, but we sold right at $50,000 worth of certificates last year.
That is great. That's $50,000 that stayed in town,
yes,
or in county, for sure. We're about to wrap this interview up, and it's been very pleasant having you here. Any bullet points, anything you want to make that we haven't covered that you want to say?
The main things would just be to watch our Facebook page, sign up for the newsletter. That's where we announce any networking events we have coming up. We should have our next coming up in May, I believe, and then we'll have several more throughout the year. Farmers Market will be starting in the middle of June and runs all the way through September. Auction dinner is coming up April 26th.
Yeah.
Those are
your big ones.
Closest things that we have going on, but we always have something, so we try to keep it updated on social media. We're having our website redone at the moment, so it's not always as up-to-date as our social media accounts.
Great. Well, thanks for coming. We're so fortunate to have the JCBA and Becca, you heading up the JCBA, that's for sure.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
Well, my pleasure. All right. Take care.